just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. I'm thoroughly enjoying talking about Ezekiel with you and reviewing some of the things that I read several years ago before I wrote the blessing book. I'm reading from my daily Bible blessing, from my daily Bible reading. And I trust that you're enjoying this too. I want to read a little bit from Ezekiel before we do the discussion. And from Ezekiel 16. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field, to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field. And thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. And when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. That's such a precious portion of scripture to read. And you can see how God loved Israel. Now, our verse today that we're looking at is Ezekiel 16:9. Then I washed thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, please use the words that we're going to talk today to glorify thee and to teach us what you would have us know. And I pray for the girls out there, the ones that are listening, especially that one who's brokenhearted. Comfort her. May she first come to know Jesus Christ as her Savior, and then may she have the comfort of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Then I washed thee with water, Ezekiel 16:9 says. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. When God promised Abraham a land he had never seen or been to before, he meant it. So Abraham believed God. He followed God and founded a family. Isaac was born. Then Jacob was born. Then his 12 sons. A nation was born. That nation was Israel. Mr. and Mrs. Abraham, their family, and their servants went with God. They did not know where they were going, but God knew. They followed him until they got there. They settled and lived in Canaan. Do you know what it's like to go with God, follow him, when he leads you where he wants you to go, or have you completely forsaken God? Then the famine came, and the nation of Israel ended up in Egypt for over 400 years. During that time, the people of Israel forgot much of their heritage. They learned to worship idols like the Egyptians, who had myriads of idols for every occasion and need. It is more than likely that some of Israel had worshipped the sun god who was dear to the Egyptian people. Yet some believed the God of Abraham. Some retained their love for the true God. I believe that Moses' birth parents were believers. And oh, how like maybe you. Maybe you used to walk with God. Maybe you accepted Christ as a young girl, and you loved his word, and you went to church and heard about Jesus, and you learned the Bible verses and Bible, the books of the Bible, and sang gospel songs, but then you got older. Maybe you married an unsaved man, which is contrary to Scripture, you know. And so your life has never been the same because you compromised in your marriage. And then you aren't even raising your children to know the Lord. Oh, examine yourself. In the passage of time, the Hebrew people went back to Canaan. Being there did not come easy. There were the 40 years in the wilderness. Many lessons were learned in their wanderings. Many were born, and just as many died. There were the battles led by Joshua. Conquering their territory was a must. The land that was promised to Abraham had to be taken once more. Those who had been driven out returned while Israel was absent. This was the land that the people Ezekiel was talking about in Ezekiel 16:3. Let's see where that is. And they said, "Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite." So that was the land that was promised to Abraham, but it had to be taken once more. Those who had been driven out returned while Israel was absent. This was the land that the people Ezekiel was talking about in Ezekiel 16:3. Then he wrote, "Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite." They were very ungodly people. That was Israel's heritage. The land promised to Israel was a land the Jews had lived in under Solomon, as well as the other kings. In Israel's absence, the Amorites and the Hittites had reoccupied the territory. God commanded that the heathen be pushed away so that the Hebrews could claim the land once again. That was the property given to them years ago by God to Abraham. We hear about Israel a lot today. We hear about their battle to stay, their conviction to stay a nation. And though they do not know Jesus Christ, for the most part, the Israelite people, they have this land. That's Israel. That's their property. In today's reading, we see that the Lord God is reviewing what he did for Israel. I want to stop here. I had five children. I have five children. One is with the Lord in heaven. His name was David, and when he was little, he had a birthday. Everyone had a birthday, but I bought him something like a tank, an automatic tank, a little wind-up toy, and I had it in a box, and I said, "David, what's in this box is your property, but I will give it to you on your birthday." So I put it on a high shelf where I used to hang my pans. This was when we were in Purdue University. My husband was a teaching assistant there, and I was there with three little boys. And in the middle of the night, David seemed to accept this. When his birthday came, I would give him his property. Well, in the middle of the night, I heard somebody crying. And it was David, and he was up, and he was crying, "My property, my property." And he was crying, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And so he pointed up to that shelf, and he meant that gift that I was going to give him. I said, "Oh, I don't remember if I gave it to him. I think maybe I took it down and gave it to him. I don't know." He was heartbroken. He wanted his property. And I thought of that as I was telling you about Israel today, in our day, and even back then. In our day, they want to keep their property. My property, my property. I can hear their prime minister as he pleads with the United Nations, and he pleads to save his property. My property, my property. In today's reading, we see that the Lord God is reviewing what he did for Israel. He tells them that he found them like a baby abandoned in an open field. The baby was newborn and neglected. Her navel was not cut properly. She was not washed from her birth fluids. Her pearly newborn covering was dirty and in need of care. No one had bathed or salted the child. It was not swaddled. People would talk. They did not think Israel was a proper child. Israel was worse than an orphan. She was a foundling. All this did not matter to God, even though she was polluted in blood from the blood of her mother at her delivery. It had never been washed away. I was alive. Well, of course I was alive. I'm talking about the birth of my children. I was awake. My first child, they put me to sleep very much. My second one, I was awake. That one, I was very much awake. The third one I was awake. The fourth one I was awake. No, the fifth one I was awake. So I was awake for most of my children's births. And I saw them when they were first born. Some of them the nurse had washed off, but some of them I saw immediately when they were born. One was sort of a purplish color, and I thought maybe that's how they all looked when they came out of the womb. But the next, that was my third son. My fourth little person was a girl, and she was all pearly white. Maybe it was a lack of oxygen or something for my first child. He's all right. He's very mentally, very brilliant. But they had two different looks to them. So I think about this baby, Israel. And was it purplish? Was it pearly white? But I know it was all bloody, and nobody took care of it. And in those days, they salted the child, and they swaddled them, especially Hebrew babies. How precious the Lord God found in the abandoned babe. He had compassion for the child. He loved her. So he said, he reached down with his great arms of love and said, "Live." Isn't that beautiful? Ezekiel 16:6. Let's see if I can find that. "And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live." Oh, it's very touching to me. And you know, if you're unsaved and God looks down and sees you in there, dirty from sin, and he sent his son Jesus who died for your sin, and you just have to believe, God wants to say, live, live. My heart is touched by this narrative, how God loves Israel. She was a nothing, and he made her into something. Then she betrayed the Lord God who loved her. She worshipped idols in her heart, Israel did, over and over again. In times her secret loves turned into public indecency. She turned from a faithful wife to an adulterous whore. Her appetite had been whetted for sin, and there was no turning back. So the Lord God turned his back on her. He stood by and watched, waiting for repentance and a return to him. Ezekiel 14:10 says, "And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him." Are you, dear girl, a lost person like baby Israel? Are you lost in a field of self-pity and hopelessness? Do you bear the pain of your sin and rebellious heart? Do you long for God to stoop down and pick you up in his heavenly Father arms and say, "I love you"? Take heart, he does. He cares. Jesus came to make it possible for you to have your sins forgiven. He can give you hope like you have never hoped before. Only thing is, you must recognize that you are a sinner and need a Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I'm under God's care. Are you?